Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. And last week, you had the pleasure of hearing from a man named Handsome Harry O'Donohue. And he performs at Kevin Barry's, a local spot here in town that's been around for years. It's one of Savannah's, like, favorite spots. And we were talking about the man that owns Kevin Barry's, a man by the name of Vic Power. Well, Vic is sitting by me this week.
How do?
And how to do. And he's going to give us the skinny on Handsome Harry and Kevin Barry's. Like so many of you out there, I love to learn new things. And that's why I'm so excited about the new The Great Courses Plus video learning service. It gives you unlimited access to a huge library of all The Great Courses lecture series in so many fascinating subjects, y'all. I love The Great Courses Plus, and they're giving my listeners an incredible opportunity right now. You can watch one of their popular courses, like The Everyday Gourmet, Rediscovering the Lost Art of Cooking. And remember, it's absolutely free. The Everyday Gourmet is developed in partnership with the Culinary Institute of America. And it's a great way for us to be able to learn from a master chef. You know, I'm a cook, and I think I'm a good cook. But there's always so much I can learn from people who have been truly schooled. I just love the opportunity of learning everything I can. I think I'm especially going to enjoy that particular course. Just for a limited time now, The Great Courses Plus is offering my listeners a chance to stream this course, The Everyday Gourmet, a $235 value, y'all, and hundreds of other courses for free. But this free offer is only available for a limited time, so hurry. Go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/Paula. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/Paula. How are you, Vic?
Fine, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Good. You look mighty fine. Ooh,
they don't call me Handsome Vic.
They don't? What do they call you? I know you got a nickname.
Beautiful. No.
Beautiful?
That's a joke.
So how long have you been here in Savannah?
36 years.
And I've been here either 29 or 30. So where did you hail from?
Well, I was born in Queens, New York. But when I came here, I had been living 12 years in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Are you hungry? I hear your stomach growling.
No, that's just nervous. I have knots.
Well, I'm hungry. And just thinking about your potato salad makes me even hungrier. Mm-hmm. So what brought you to Savannah? How'd you get here? And don't say by car or airplane.
No. I was looking to relocate, and I heard about Hilton.
Get out of the cold.
No, I was in the Virgin Islands. I was getting...
Oh, you were in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. Oh, I went to the... I left New York in 69, you know. Anyway, I came from the Virgin Islands after 12 years there and heard of Hilton Head. This was 1990.
Are you a golfer?
1980. No, I never tried it. You know, it's for old people.
Yeah,
no,
it is for old folks. Old men.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm only 74, you know. When I get old, I'll come.
You'll think about it.
Yeah. But anyway, the plane, of course, landed in Savannah. And stayed in the down at the bottom of the bridge. It used to be a Holiday Inn, and I walked down and walked into the Exchange Tavern, you know, and I knew no one in town. And I looked up, and there was a tricolor, you know, the Irish flag, you know, and I, you know, I'm from New York. I thought all you had was stars and bars, you know. You know, there was no ethnicity down here, just Southern people, you know.
But yeah.
Anyway, so I said to this fellow, his name was Ed Grandy, by the way, he's a local guy, but what's with the stars, with the tricolor? And he said, this is, we got the greatest, second biggest parade and everything.
Yes.
So I got the phone book out, and I looked, you know. That's the thing that used to be around, phone books.
Uh-huh. We don't have phone books. Do you know I've never seen a phone book in a hotel room lately?
No, they don't make them anymore. Yeah, but anyway, I got the phone book, and looked up my name, and there was, I have no S on my name, but there was like six power, and boy, about 40 or 45 powers. So I went to the MCs, and from McCabe to McVeigh, there was three pages. And I was astounded, you know, that there was Irish people here, you know, and, you know, and anyway, so I went down the road a few days later and walked into the shrimp factory, and that was my undoing. I fell in love with the lady working there for her family place. The shrimp factory had been there for years then, and had the good fortune I've ended up marrying her. And
you did?
Yes.
Now, what is your wife's name?
Sherry.
Sherry. I've met Sherry before.
Yeah, Sherry Harris was her maiden name.
Yes. And does she still own the shrimp factory?
No, she sold, sold it to the Stricklands just a few years back.
Stan Strickland.
His son.
His son.
Tim. And, Tim.
And the daughter.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Jennifer, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And anyway, River Street Suites.
River Street Suites. Mm-hmm. And Stan, their father, owns Savannah Candy Kitchen, who does so much for me. He makes a lot of my cakes that I sell on Evine. I adore Stan Strickland.
Yeah, we've been friends for.
So what does Sherry do now?
She's retired, you know. And, you know, when people ask, what are you going to do? And she says, my husband, he refuses to let me work, you know. And I say, what is that, a Southern thing?
So that's not the truth.
Oh, it is the truth. Yeah. Sort of.
Well, I wish I could find a husband that thought like that.
Well, I was lucky.
My husband says, go, girl, you're doing good. Get back out there.
I was lucky to find Sherry.
I'll be dog. So how long have y'all been married now?
23 or 4 years, I guess.
Well, it took you a long time to talk her into marrying you, didn't you?
She was playing hard to get.
Because you've been here 35 years, and you've been married 23 or 24, obviously you don't know.
It's close.
Well, if it was a hand grenade, that would be perfect.
Yeah, horseshoes, yeah.
Yeah, horseshoes.
Near enough.
Well, tell me about your restaurant. It really is a local institution. It's loved by the tourists and the locals.
Well, we opened on Halloween night in 1980, and we've been going ever since. Anyway, it's a wonderful city to be in, and
it is.
You know, the Irish tradition and love of the Irish.
Yes.
It's great. So I made a great choice, you know. And besides, yes. Sherry wouldn't let me leave.
But, isn't that funny how you and Handsome Harry both found your women in those two restaurants? Mm-hmm. You know, restaurant girls are okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At least they have a job.
We ain't that bad.
At least they have work.
We're going to have to be right back because it's going to take me a minute to decipher just what Vic is saying. We'll be right back. I got a question. Do y'all like to put hot sauce on everything? If so, it might be time to have a look at Fuego Box, a hot sauce club that delivers boxes of small batch and gourmet hot sauces right to your doorstep. They focus on flavor over heat and always avoid gimmicky selections. Now, these sauces are absolutely delicious, and you'll get one that matches with whatever you're eating, like fish, chicken, tacos, even pizza. So think of Fuego Box as a hot sauce club for people who love food. I just received a sampler from Fuego Box and wound up trying just about every one of them. And you know what? Michael loves hot sauce like there's no tomorrow. I think you're gonna love this. To purchase or even give it as a gift, go to fuegobox.co and use code Paula for $10 off your first box. That's fuegobox.co, promo code Paula for $10 off the best hot sauces you've probably never heard of. Again, go to fuegobox.co and use my code Paula for savings. Hey, y'all, we're back, and I'm sitting here chatting with Vic Power, who owns Kevin Barry's Irish Pub down on River Street. It's loved by locals and tourists alike. And, you know, Vic is from, like, New York, so I'm having a hard time understanding what he's saying. But I'm going to try to figure it all out. Maybe y'all can help me.
We have a hard time, too.
You know, you got that funny accent and all.
Yeah, I know. It's, coming from New York, we think we're right, but
really?
It might not be true.
New Yorkers think they're right?
Well, we ran faster, jumped higher, did it better, did it first. other than that, you know, and we're humble.
Sounds like you're talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's a New Yorker, isn't he? Huh?
Yeah.
You get that feeling?
Well, tell me, have you started preparing for St. Patrick's Day, Vic?
Oh, yeah. We get into gear, you know, in February, you know, with the Irish Festival here, which is next week.
Let me ask you something, and this is something that I've always heard, being in the restaurant business myself. I've always heard that the businesses on River Street make 3/4 of their annual income in the St. Patrick's Day period. Is that true?
Not even close.
I didn't think so. I said, there is no way, because your building holds only so many, and you can only serve so many.
No, there's so much you can do, and it's just not true, you know, and the extra people you put on, and the security and everything.
Yes.
I mean, it gets that up,
yes.
You know, and everything. It doesn't pay the rent.
Yeah.
For the year.
Yeah. You know, I said, being in the restaurant business, I said, I knew there was no way that could be true, because you only have so much time and so much space.
It isn't true. Not even close. Yeah.
So one year, I know they were selling tickets to get down on River Street, weren't they?
Yeah, they try all kinds of things, you know, for safety's sake and to pay for the bands that are on the key.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't work. Never worked properly anyway.
So are there any particular rules or regulations that people need to know if you're planning on coming into Savannah for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I think that they put wristbands on to signify that you're over 21. For alcohol.
And where would you? They'll have people stationed at the different places that you can walk down.
Yeah, the stairs and the ramps or whatever. They close the stamps and they just use the ramps. I think, you know, they make it easy for themselves. You know, less people manning. I mean, usually police doing it. You know.
Yeah. So, do you look forward to St. Patrick's Day?
Oh yeah, it's a good time. You know, we have a lot of great pipe bands that come in. We have great musicians, you know,
yes.
Handsome Harry being one of them, and Carol Brown and Frank Emerson. But we have a capacity of 350, and we always keep it at 320 or 330, so that 10 or 20 pipe bands from Chicago, New York. We've had the Irish Air Force Band, the Irish Dublin Brigade Band, pipe bands come in, so we always leave a few for them, and they come in, and they'll come right into the music room and blast away. You know, it's unusual for most people to be in a room.
Yes.
You know, you're usually at a funeral, you know, or a parade.
Yes.
But, it's
well, that can be exciting for somebody from Houston, Texas, or Kansas City to walk in and have that happen while they're there.
To be around all those New Yorkers. Oh, what a thrill.
I think I know why your and Sherry's marriage has lasted. You keep her laughing, don't you?
Well, sometimes. You know, she's easy to amuse. She's lovely. Yeah.
She's
the star of Savannah Down. You know, town.
Oh, she is.
As in Harry's.
Well, tell Sherry I said hello.
I certainly will.
I hadn't seen her in years.
Yeah.
Good.
We're living out in Wilmington.
Oh, good. That's where we live. Mm-hmm. You live on the back of the island.
No, right where 80 and Johnny Mercer.
Yeah.
Hit right, yeah. So it's right there. Is that the back? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
The marsh is right across from where they, well, right where they intersect. On that.
Yes. So what are you doing to prepare for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, just cleaning up the place. We got a lot of guests coming. No, but we, you know, just getting ready, clean, you know, getting things in place, ordering whiskey and food. And
Yeah. But, now, will you have a refrigerated truck out there to hold all your supplies that you're going to be using over the holiday?
No.
On Mother's Day, the Lady and Sons, we have to have a refrigerated truck out there because we don't have enough cooler space, so we house our food down there in that truck. So we can just walk down and get our chicken.
Well, we're good, but we're not as good as Lady and Son. So we don't need all that food.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Y'all sell a lot of liquor too and alcohol. Where the Lady and Sons, you know, we have a full bar, but you know, people are not beating down the door to have a shot of bourbon and a piece of fried chicken.
No.
You know, they come in, the Lady and Sons want nice tea, sweet tea.
sweet tea. You
know. Sweet tea. Yep. Do you have any children?
I have a daughter who lives in North Atlanta with two daughters.
Oh, good. So you're not too far from your daughter.
No.
Is it true that you sing?
No. Now and then, late at night, I'll get up, and when people need to get moving, and I'll do a song or two. And then,
so that's how you get them out.
Out they go, you know. They're running. I hope they just pay.
You know? Yeah, give them a chance to pay their tab.
Yeah. Or I'll keep singing.
Well, tell me some stories about Harry.
Handsome Harry. As you know, he married Tracy. And
he went and found himself a server.
Stole my manager, he's a great fella. He's been playing there for 30-some-odd years, you know.
Yeah. He must like it. He must like you, Vic.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I don't think it's fear, you know. The reason so many people get married, including Harry, in the places that we don't have any televisions. So you, in Kevin Barry's, you have to speak to who you're with, even your wife, you know, or just sit there, you know.
Yeah. Michael and I'll go into restaurants and, you know, I'll look around at tables and there'll be a couple sitting there and a couple sitting over here and a couple sitting back there. And you can look at them and tell they've been married a long, long time because all they do is eat. They never say a word to each other.
Well, they know all the stories.
Yeah. I've heard all of Michael's stories so many times. But, you know, I've got such a bad memory, I still laugh at him.
Yeah.
Because I'll forget most of them that he told me.
You're a good wife. A nice lady.
Thank you. I laugh at his jokes, and so he just keeps telling them.
Tell them, yeah.
The same one over and over and over.
Yeah. That's one thing about Harry. He's very good with the jokes. He keeps them laughing, you know. all of our musicians or entertainers, you know, it's more than just singing. It's history. Laughs.
Well, I enjoyed talking with Harry so much. He was very entertaining.
He's a charmer.
Yes, he is a charmer. And
maybe it could be charming, handsome Harry.
Charming, handsome Harry. And he gave his snap cap. He wouldn't give it to that girl that came in and showed her pierced breast.
Miss Piggy? I don't think so.
Oh, no. Her name was Miss Piggy?
Well, we don't know, you know.
Well, Harry was way too much of a gentleman to tell us it was Miss Piggy raising her shirt.
Yeah. They're not like that in Ireland.
You
know.
You are too funny, Vic. I like you. All right, when you bought, did you buy your property and everything?
No, ma'am.
So did you buy an established restaurant?
There was one there, but it had been closed. It was called the Port of Call. It was only open for about
Port
a year or something.
Yeah. Okay, so you bought the business that was no longer there.
Mm-hmm. I just got a lease. You know, Tony Ryan was in real estate, and a fellow named Ed Wall owned the building. And Michael Ganim was in the same building, and he became my lawyer. And, you know, never went a block without...
I was going to say, you found everything you needed right now on River Street.
In the same, actually the same
the
building.
The wife, you know. The lawyer, the business, yeah. Everything. Yeah. You didn't have to walk far, did you?
No. Nope.
Well, why did you decide to name it? Why did you go Irish? Why did you name it Kevin Barry's, and why did you elect to do that?
Well, I'm of Irish descent. My father being...
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
We may be cousins.
I know. You never could tell. my father's people were from Waterford. My mother was from England.
Uh-huh.
And they came over in 39. That'd be before the war.
Yes, before the war. Yeah.
But anyway, we used to, when we were too young to drink in the bars, or got thrown out for drinking while too young in the bars, we used to get six packs and sit in the park in Queens and sing Irish songs.
Uh-huh. And, really?
And I had fallen in love with Kevin Barry because he was a young a fella in the Irish Republican Army in 1920. He was caught in a raid where they were trying to get British guns from these fellas that had stacked them to pick up pans of bread in a Dublin bakery. Anyway, a couple of British were killed, and Barry was the only fella caught. He was pushed around and had his shoulder dislocated. Anyway, the thing was that if he informed on his friends, they would have spared his life, but he wouldn't tell. And so consequently, he was hanged. In November of the same year.
Wow.
And
but he wouldn't squeal.
No, he wouldn't squeal. But see, that's a New York thing. You can't eat cheese and think you're going to be part of the gang again. You know, no rats.
You know. You can't eat cheese and think you're going to be part of the gang again.
No cheese. No rats.
No rats. No rats.
So I loved it. And, you know, so when I came here, I had a little... pub in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands called Rosie O'Grady's. And when I came here, I dubbed this Kevin Barry's. And you know, some people knew of him, of Joe Mahaney, Dr. Paul Jurgensen, a few of the guys knew about that. Uh-huh. And I met them the first night I opened. And Dr. Jurgensen was my doctor, and Joe is still my CPA. I mean, I never left River Street. But
That's funny.
We have a second floor in Kevin Barry's, and it's dedicated to our military, one side of it. And then there's a room with the fireplace up above that we have catering. Anyway, but it's a bar upstairs as well. You know, it's everything. You can get everything upstairs.
I've never been upstairs.
As you can down. But it's the whole big room is dedicated to our soldiers and our beautiful Rangers and the 160th and the Fort Stewart 3rd ID and everything. And unfortunately, we have a whole wall full of fellas that drank there and won't be back. And we've got their pictures. And then the other room...
Now, are these soldiers that went off?
Yeah, the special forces guys from here, the Rangers and the 160th Air Tactical guys, the helicopter guys. We knew a lot of them. Anyway, there's a lot of them up there, too many. But then the other room is in, because this being the 100th year of the Easter Rising, which led to a free Ireland on Easter Monday in 1916, rebels or whatever took over some buildings in Dublin and hoisted the green, white, and orange flag and declared Irish freedom, which eventually led to it. But this is the 100th anniversary, and it was on Easter Monday in 1916, which was the 24th of April that year, but they're celebrating it in Dublin on Easter Monday, which would be the 28th of...
what is Easter Monday?
It's the day after...
After Easter.
Easter Sunday, Easter Monday.
Okay. You know,
so it was called the Easter Monday Rising. And, you know, it lasted a brief bit of time, but they executed 14 of its leaders. It wasn't popular in Dublin, but after they started executing the leaders, it changed the whole landscape, you know. You know, Yeats said a terrible beauty was born, the poet Yeats.
That what?
A terrible beauty was born.
A terrible beauty was born.
Yeah, and that's the beginning of the fight for Irish freedom. They had been subjugated by the British for 700 years, you know, and so
what year was Kevin Barry hung in?
1920.
He 1920.
Yeah, he was 18. He was a medical student.
18 years old.
He's a medical student in the Dublin University. Yeah.
And his moral character was around a 10.
Yeah. They sing about him. There's poems about him. There's great songs about him. Harry does a wonderful job with the song. It's a stirring song. You know, it's a tragic story. But when his mother last saw him the night before he was hanged in 8 in the morning. She went to see him, and all he had as a way of a uniform was a raincoat with a belt around it, you know. And she said that she looked back at him, and there he was standing at attention at the salute, you know. Lovely young fella. Brave.
That's a sad story.
It's, well...
Sad but sweet. Yeah. I mean, you know, a person that you can really admire.
You know, Thomas Jefferson, or one of our great guys, said that the tree of liberty must be watered by the blood of tyrants and heroes.
Yes, yes.
And that's what happens. But he was a brave young fellow, you know, and he's very highly regarded in Ireland, you know.
Well, that makes your place to me even more special now, knowing that. Because I was not, the only way I knew Kevin Barry was through Kevin Barry's.
Yes, ma'am.
So that makes it even more special.
Yeah, that's a significance.
That's a story
to it,
that I'll be repeating and telling people about.
Well, thank you. I hope you do. Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day. Do you participate in the parade and all of that?
No, we're in the ditch. We're
yeah.
You are
getting ready to have a war, fight your own war, aren't you?
We're hoping it's raining.
Keeping everybody happy. Yeah. And
we're hoping it's raining so they get there early. Only joking, Savannah. Only joking.
Folks would be mad with you.
I know. That was a joke. It's plenty of time.
You know, we're not terribly, terribly busy on the actual St. Patrick's Day. But let me tell you something, on March the 18th, the day after, they will knock you down to get in that restaurant because they're looking for mama's cooking to help them get over the dog that bit them the night before.
Yeah. The Irish would say, get that in you. Get that in you.
Yeah, get that in you. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
Get it in you. But a lot of people believe in... That hair of the dog that bit you the night before will cure what ails you.
That's what we're more interested in. Get the Bloody Marys and the Irish coffee going. Come on. Don't be a coward. You got all weekend to go. You
know? Oh, my goodness. I bet some real pros come in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have them. Professionals, yes, indeedy. You know, and people that have been coming there for 20 years, 25 years, same people. They're getting older.
Yes.
And drinking
but
less.
They come back every year when they come to town. Yeah.
They're drinking less, but they're buying the good stuff now.
Yeah. They're buying the top shelf where they used to just buy that. Yeah.
If you're going to pollute yourself, why not do good stuff?
Yeah, you know, rot gut liquor. You know, I wish my husband was here because he was telling me a story. He tells me lots of stories. And he said the difference between he and his brother, Father Hank, his stories actually happened. Mm-hmm. Well, I've enjoyed, Vic, so much talking to you. I knew when I first laid eyes on you that you were going to be a sport.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be knowing you. And I'll tell my good wife that you said hello.
Yes, tell her I said hello. I hadn't seen her. I guess Michael and I came in one night for dinner years ago, probably even before I was on television. Uh-huh. And it seems to me that she was there and I met her.
Yeah.
So do you have a website?
I'm technically challenged.
Well, a lot of us baby boomers are having trouble catching up.
This is my new phone.
A flip phone? Okay, well, we won't worry about a website, but he is in the phone book, if you can find a phone book.
It's www.kevinberries.com, I think.
Yeah, that one, too. Well, listen, I hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day. I hope you make enough money to cover 3/4 of the year's expenses.
Well, good luck.
You're exactly right. Well, thanks so much. And if you're in Savannah, you got to go by and visit Vic and Handsome Harry at Kevin Berry's on River Street. I promise you'll have a great meal and a lot of laughs, especially if Vic is there.
Thank you very much. What a plug.
Love and best dishes.
Thank you.
Like so many of you out there, I love to learn new things. And that's why I'm so excited about the new The Great Courses Plus video learning service. It gives you unlimited access to a huge library of all the great courses, lecture series, and so many fascinating subjects, y'all. I love The Great Courses Plus, and they're giving my listeners an incredible opportunity right now. You can watch one of their popular courses, like The Everyday Gourmet, Rediscovering the Lost Art of Cooking. And remember, it's absolutely free. The Everyday Gourmet is developed in partnership with the Culinary Institute of America. And it's a great way for us to be able to learn from a master chef. You know, I'm a cook, and I think I'm a good cook. But there's always so much I can learn from people who have been truly schooled. I just love the opportunity of learning everything I can. I think I'm especially going to enjoy that particular course. Just for a limited time now, The Great Courses Plus is offering my listeners a chance to stream this course, The Everyday Gourmet, a $235 value, y'all, and hundreds of other courses for free. But this free offer is only available for a limited time, so hurry. Go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/Paula. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/Paula.